Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mother of Fun podcast. My name is Audrey, and in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing tips on how to decrease stress during mealtime with a toddler. So if you're new here, welcome. I'm going to tell you something funny, which is that I already recorded this podcast episode a few days ago because I was hoping to get it out to you guys sooner, and I had problems with the audio, so I am literally starting from scratch and re-recording this for you guys, so hopefully it's good. The first take was pretty good, but the audio just had issues, and I wanted to make it sound good for you guys. So before we get started, let's set the scene as I always do. So today I'm actually sitting in my room. I have the door closed. I'm nice and lonely in here, which is great because I mentioned in my episode about how my mother-in-law was moving in that my hope was that when she's here, I can start having like a work schedule and be able to have a couple hours a day to sit by myself and actually get stuff done, like podcasts, YouTube stuff, and blog stuff. So my dream has come true, and here I am enjoying my working time. So it's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Grandma is playing with Amelia. So I'm super excited to bring you guys this episode today. But before we get started, I wanted to say thank you to everybody who has left an Apple rating or a review of the show. It means a lot and it helps me to get this podcast out there to other mamas. So if you're listening and you really enjoy the episodes, then please consider going onto the Apple Podcast app or iTunes, I think, and you can do either rating, which is like just 5 stars, or write a review. So I'm a YouTuber, and usually when I post videos on YouTube, people can leave comments, but podcasting is different because there's no like place for me to interact with you guys. So one of the ways we can interact is after you've listened to an episode, if you really enjoyed it, you could just go into Apple and leave a review. Of course, you can always find me on Instagram as well, but it would just be really nice if you could leave a review. And so what I want to start doing now, since I've gotten a few reviews coming in, is to share a review that somebody left each episode. So this week's review of the week comes from 2CC Long. She says, authentic, it's like being on the phone with a friend. So thank you so much for leaving that review too. I really appreciate it. And honestly, when I read that, I was so happy because that's the exact type of podcast I'm going for. When I record these episodes, it's obviously not like a huge production. I'm just sitting here recording up with my AirPods on an iPhone. I don't even have like an official microphone, but my whole point is to be able to get this information out there and express myself and to reach you. So I was really happy when I read that. Honestly, my hope is just that I can be a mom friend to you as a listener. So when you tune into these episodes, I hope you feel like you're hanging out with a friend, somebody who's helpful and gets what you're going through. So now let's dive into today's episode because I get so many questions about feeding on Instagram. So I figured I should make a episode, especially since this is something that we are dealing with. So my daughter Amelia is 16 months old and we're just now finally getting into a good feeding routine with her, which is why I think it's time to share my experience and some of the tips that have worked for us recently that I hope can work for you as well. So again, if you've been following me on Instagram or YouTube, then you know that we've kind of been struggling with Amelia and her feeding situation because she's just crazy. So I was just having a lot of stress around mealtime, and my husband and I would literally fight on who was going to feed her each meal because it was so difficult. I'm talking, it was like an hour to get through each meal. So how did that happen? Like when Mia was around 13 or 14 months, she started to refuse sitting in her high chair. And so I was like, okay, well, we have to do something. So I had purchased this Montessori style weaning table from Sprout Kids. And I thought maybe she was ready to sit at her own table and eat her meals. Like maybe she was just too independent for the high chair. So the first meal at the table went okay. But then she quickly learned that she had the freedom to just stand up from her seat and start running around the kitchen. So it got to the point where we were literally chasing her with a spoon, trying to get her to take a bite. And she would take one bite and then run around. and then take a bite and then dance and then take a bite and run around again. It was too much. So our famous quote during this time was, "Well, at least she's eating." So we would kind of try and say that to justify the fact that we were letting her run wild and ultimately run the show during mealtime. And I did not want to admit that the way I was feeding her was like quote unquote wrong. So I just kept pushing through and hoped that things would get better. But as the time passed, it just became more and more stressful. And I would forego eating my own meals because I was so focused on trying to get her to eat. And there would be times when she would just get silly and start spitting food on the floor. And so whenever she wouldn't finish her meal or would spit food, it triggered my postpartum rage, which was really difficult to deal with, and my blood pressure was shooting through the roof. So then one Sunday, shit literally hit the fan. I was feeding Mia her salmon for dinner, which is like so expensive because we get the good one, and she started spitting the salmon on the floor after barely eating anything, and she had already refused her lunch, and I just lost it. So I had like a huge rage episode that I'm not proud of, and I was screaming at her, and at the end I started to cry because I felt guilty for screaming at her. So yeah, I know I keep mentioning that I'm gonna do an episode on postpartum rage, but I am still in the thick of it, so it's really, really hard for me to talk about it, but I think soon. So stay tuned. So anyways, that night we decided to make a change, and so I sat down with my husband and we discussed ways that we can change the feeding routine to be less stressful and to hopefully give more structure to Mia so that way she knows it's time to eat, because apparently toddlers thrive on routine and structure. So that's what we decided to do, and luckily I had been following a few baby and toddler feeding accounts on Instagram. So we looked at them together and just compiled a list of the tips that we learned and what we wanted to add to our feeding routine here at home. So if you want to follow these accounts, I'm going to leave them in the show notes. But just to mention some of the accounts that I follow, one of them is Kids Eat in Color, another one is Pediatric Dietitian, another one is Solid Starts, and then there's another one called Feeding Littles. So these are all excellent. And then there's another account called Big Little Feelings that is mainly for like toddler emotions and how to deal with, the big feelings that they have. But sometimes she also shares feeding information, so you should follow that account too if you have a toddler. And so, yeah, I'm not a dietitian and I'm not a feeding expert. I'm literally just sharing my experience and what I've learned so far. So that's just my disclaimer before we really get into this. So I saw this quote when I was doing my initial research on feeding toddlers, and I've kind of used it as my inspiration moving forward. So it goes, quote, "You choose where, when, and what they eat. They choose how much and whether they eat or not." So this is obviously a lot easier said than done, especially if you're like me and you have a petite child who is on the lowest growth curve. The last thing I want for her is to lose weight, which is why I have been so adamant about continuing to spoon feed her into toddlerhood. But I decided to just let go and see how the new feeding plan would work. And so far, it has been great. So now I want to share the changes that we made to our mealtime routine that have worked well for us and have completely taken the stress out of mealtime with our very active toddler girl. So my first tip is to keep the eating location consistent. So as I mentioned before, we were letting Mia run around the kitchen while she ate her meals. Sometimes she would be at her table, sometimes she would be climbing her learning tower. And sometimes she would even be running around outside on the deck. I know, it's insane. So we decided that we were gonna put her back into the high chair, which we have the IKEA, like the basic high chair. We decided to put her back in the high chair for her meals, and so she could be more focused on eating and just be in one place so we don't have to chase her anymore, because that was so crazy. Like I'm just like speechless right now thinking and like remembering how we used to feed her is ridiculous. So We also moved the high chair into the dining room, so now she's eating at the table instead of in the kitchen. And honestly, that sounds kind of crazy because why wouldn't we be sitting at the table to begin with? I do not know. But this is the first change that we made, and it already made a huge difference because it reinforced the sense of routine and it helped to keep her focused and understand that the high chair means it's time to eat. And we even started serving snacks in the high chair as well if we're home during snack time. So then the next tip I have is to let them feed themselves. So now that I was no longer going to be spoon feeding Mia all of her meals, I needed a new plate and utensil set so that I could start letting her eat by herself. And so it's not really the first time she's ever fed herself because sometimes I would let her use her spoon and feed herself, but I always kind of guided her hand because, again, she wasn't even sitting at a high chair. She was like running wild. But I decided that we needed some utensils and plates that would work well for her. So I saw this like suction toddler plate with compartments, like multiple compartments. So that one is from Bumpkins. I got it on Amazon. And then I also got a utensil set from Munchkin, which I really like because it's metal on like the part that goes in their mouth instead of plastic, and then the handles are kind of thick, so it's easy for little toddler hands to grip. So I'll link those in the show notes for you if you're looking for recommendations on like plates and silverware. I'll even put her favorite cup down there if you're looking for that. So in the beginning, a lot of food fell off the spoon, but literally in like 2 days, she mastered getting the food from her plate to her mouth using the spoon and fork. And so I actually offer both utensils with every meal so she can explore them and just try eating in different ways. It's just honestly, I'm thinking about how she is totally my daughter because the other day she had the spoon in one hand and the fork in the other hand, and I served rice with her meal, and she was literally eating her rice with both utensils with both hands. So she was like double fisting, eating all her rice, and it was really cute, and she's so amazing. I can't believe how quickly she picked up using utensils, honestly, but again, it's almost like she was waiting for me to like wake up and give her independence during mealtime. So yeah. I guess I'll move on to the next tip I have, which is to serve a variety of foods, including a safe food. So what I mean by that, I'll get to that. But first of all, I love the plate that I got with the three compartments because it has like you can put like three or four different food options on the plate, which is why I'm mentioning variety here. So I like that it's separated because it's less overwhelming for Mia, and then she can explore each food as she decides what she wants to eat. But the best part is that the food looks like really cute and appetizing when I plate it on her cute little pink plate. So I think that's probably my favorite part of feeding her with this new feeding routine because I like to make it look nice and delicious for her. Because, you know, like she's gonna eat with her eyes as well as her mouth, just like adults do. So I try to make it look nice. And then what do I serve? I mentioned a safe food because something I read is that if you have a toddler who's kind of picky, then you should serve a safe food, which is a food that they're going to eat no matter what. So that way, if they end up not wanting any of the other options on their plate, they're still eating something and not going to bed eating just air. So I'll usually serve a starch like rice or sweet potatoes, and then a meat like chicken or pork, and then we do different veggies like bok choy, carrots, etc., or a fruit. But honestly, Mia does not like veggies that much on their own. So I try to sneak them in meatballs or spaghetti sauce, just like foods that I can put them in. I've even put bok choy in her smoothie before because she just didn't eat it. And I was like, oh my gosh, you need your nutrients. So I know some feeding experts will say you probably shouldn't be doing that because then the kids won't trust you. But for now, she has no idea, so I just continue on. But she is a huge fruit fan, so whenever I serve fruit, there's no problem there. And her current safe food is strawberries. So we go through tons of berries in this house. And I actually saw a funny toddler quote online that was saying something like, "Can my toddler survive on berries and air?" And I just thought that was hilarious and so true because she would just eat strawberries if we let her. And so that leads me to the next tip, which is to not worry if they finish everything on their plate. So you just have to worry about doing your job as the parent, which is to offer the variety of nutritious foods at every meal. I know it can be super frustrating when you serve a meal to your toddler and they don't eat much or any of it. And in our house, the food that doesn't get finished usually ends up in the dog's dish, which I guess is fine because it's better than the trash and the dog has to eat too. But sometimes Mia will surprise us and she'll just eat everything and ask for more. So the other thing that I've noticed is some days she'll be like crazy about one food, like sweet potatoes, and then the next day I'll serve it and she won't touch it. So I just try and go with the flow and trust that if she's hungry, she'll eat, and if not, then she'll eat at the next snack or meal, which is kind of scary if it's dinner time because you're like, oh no, they're going to be waking up in the night hungry. But again, you just have to trust that they know their body, they know what they need. If you're really afraid, you could use like safe food, or I saw another recommendation and we tried it before, is just like plain oatmeal. Offer that right before they go to bed if they didn't eat much dinner. And if they eat it, then good, it fills up their tummy. And if they still don't eat it, then they 100% don't need any more food and they should sleep fine. That's a lot. I think that was tip four. So now tip number five that I have for you guys is to not focus too much on how or what they're eating. So I find that if I leave the plate in front of Mia and I just get my own plate and focus on eating my own meal, she tends to do better. And I think when we watch really closely and try to tell them to eat certain things, they feel pressure. And as a result, they just resist eating. So I do watch her out of the corner of my eye to try and keep track of which foods she ate more or less of at each meal. That way I can balance her diet out throughout the day. So some meals she may not eat any protein, so then I'll be sure to serve a little extra protein later, or I could like serve the protein first and then put the other foods on the plate after she's eaten some of it. So that's like my insurance tip for you. If you have a toddler that's gonna dive right into the strawberries if you serve them with the meal, you can always wait 5 minutes after the meal begins before putting them on the plate so that they explore some of the other foods on their plate and then they don't fill up on strawberries. So that's just a quick tip. Tip number six is to just trust, like I said, trust that they know how much food their body requires. And I know it can be so tempting to just start spoon feeding your toddler toward the end of the meal if you felt like they didn't eat enough. I'm definitely guilty of wanting to do this, and now that my mother-in-law lives with me, I have to be mindful and tell her as well not to do that because in Vietnam they spoon feed the kids. So I try to explain it as like we're letting her have the power to decide if she's had enough to eat or not. And then we also do baby sign language with Mia because she still can't really speak much yet at 16 months. So when she signs all done, I verbalize and respect her wishes, even if she hasn't eaten everything. So, for example, I'll respond to her when she does her sign all done by saying, like, "I see that you're all done with your food. Let mama finish her meal and then we can play together." Or if it's the end of the meal and she signs all done, like I'm done too, I say something like, "Okay, you said you're all done, so I'm gonna take your plate now. We can eat again later." So like the first one I mentioned is kind of like if she hasn't eaten much or hasn't eaten for a long time, but she's already signed all done, I like to just let her sit there with the plate because sometimes this little cheeky girl will sign all done, but it doesn't mean she's all done. It means she's all done with one of the foods on the plate because she doesn't like it. So that's why I say, like, let mama finish her meal and then we can play after. So it gives her a few minutes to just sit there with the plate, and usually she'll go back and eat more. So I think it works out pretty well. She's ridiculous. But yeah, once she starts throwing food on the floor, though, that's when I definitely say something like, okay, you're throwing food now. That lets me know that you're done eating. I'm gonna take your plate away now because we gotta stop that right away. And you know, if they were hungry, they probably wouldn't be throwing the food. And if they think it's funny, because I know some kids just find it completely hilarious and entertaining to throw their food, then if you take the food away, then that might help them to just change their habits. For us, we have to lock the dog in a different room because as soon as she sees him, she'll want to throw her whole meal on the floor because she thinks it's funny to watch him eat. So if you have dogs, definitely keep them in a different room until it's time for what we call chores at my house. So whenever she's done eating and there's food on the floor, then we'll let the dog in and we'll say, Peanut, chores, and he comes and cleans up. So yeah, I have lots of tips in this episode. So my tip number seven is to let them get messy, and I don't mean let them mess your whole house by throwing their food around, but rather offering utensils and allowing them to eat with their hands if they would like. So you don't have to force them to use their spoon if they don't want to. I usually just, if she's picking something up with her hand, I say, okay, that's okay, you can eat with your hands. Because it's just a great sensory activity and it allows them to learn more about the texture of the foods, which helps them to actually be less apprehensive in taking bites because they kind of know what to expect. So the other thing is to just like wait until the meal is done before you try to clean them up. Amelia hates getting her mouth wiped, so I definitely don't try and clean her as we go. She does make a huge mess, especially with yogurt, but a mess is just a sign of a meal well done, so embrace the mess. And now I just have one more tip for this episode. It's a little shorter today, but I hope that it's still exciting for you guys to listen to and helpful. So number eight, my tip is to eat with them. So make mealtime a family event. I feel like this tip is so intuitive, but honestly, we never ate together as a family until we changed up the feeding routine. And we always just felt like we have to feed Mia first and then we can eat later because feeding her was such a chore that there was no way if we all tried to sit down and eat together that we were gonna actually be able to eat anything. But that was, of course, when she was running wild around the house. So now looking back, I just wish we made family meals a part of our routine much earlier because we could have avoided a lot of stress and fights. I usually get super grumpy if I'm hungry, so like hangry. And when I was struggling with Mia without feeding myself, I had little to no patience for her. And now everyone eats together, so it's amazing. So I still eat super fast. I've gotten into the habit of eating like I just inhale the food in like 5 minutes or less. So it's kind of good because I can sometimes sneak in a few dishes or just sit there and relax, which is a new concept for me, but it's just crazy how much of a difference all of these changes have made for our feeding routine. So those are the main tips I wanted to share with you today. If you want more episodes on the topic of feeding your toddlers or babies, then please send me a DM on Instagram. Or if you're looking for inspiration, then definitely give me a follow there because I share on my stories a lot. The plate of food that Mia's eating. So, if you want to see the types of meals I'm serving and get some inspiration there. Again, thank you to those of you who have left a review for the podcast on Apple. It's super helpful and appreciated. So, please go review on Apple Podcasts if you found this episode helpful, and I might just share your review in the next episode. So you can check the show notes for the IG accounts that I follow for feeding tips, as well as the links for all the products I mentioned in this episode. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just remember to stay calm when feeding your little one. It's all gonna be okay, and you totally got this. So stay safe and well, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.